This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. If you're trying to sell a house in southern Florida, or you work for a mortgage company, or if you just drive a lot, 2007 was probably a year you'd like to forget. It was a year when oil prices soared, home sales plunged, and the dollar took a dive. But it was also a year when the U.S. economy grew nicely, at least until this very last quarter, and stock prices are set to finish the year higher. NPR's Jim Zaroli looks back at the year's economic news.
If you are looking for a single emblematic moment in the economy this year, an event that people might remember years from now when they look back on the turmoil of 2007, there were plenty of candidates. There was the conference call last summer when Angelo Mozzillo, chairman of the mortgage giant Countrywide Financial, had to explain to nervous shareholders just how bad the business climate had gotten.
As I try to walk through what happened here, and could a lot of this been foreseen, and should we have known, could we have seen it, but as I do reflect on it, and I do a lot, that nobody saw this coming.
Or maybe it was that embarrassing moment when the U.S. dollar, battered by the mortgage fallout, became less valuable than the Canadian dollar, also known as the loonie, for the first time in decades. And the United States started to look like one big discount store for foreign tourists. Or perhaps it was that October morning when Merrill Lynch CEO Stan O'Neill, days before losing his job, had to tell analysts that the company's subprime losses were $3 billion higher than he first thought.
I'm not going to talk around the fact that there were some mistakes that were made. I am accountable for these mistakes just as I am accountable for the performance of the firm overall.
2007 was a year when investors everywhere woke up to the fact that the U.S. home foreclosure rate had gotten disturbingly high and that those mortgage-backed securities weren't such a great investment, that is, if you wanted to make money. Even worse, some of the titans of Wall Street, like Citigroup's Charles Prince, seem to be in the dark about the extent of their firm's subprime investments. Sam Stovall, the chief investment strategist at Standard & Poor's, says that made a lot of investors nervous.
When we find out that Stanley O'Neill or that Chuck Prince didn't even know how much was in their own companies, those people outside of those companies certainly do not have a better feel.
Suddenly, what had been a source of pride, the rising U.S. rate of homeownership, came to seem like an indiscretion. And lenders who once gave money to anyone with a bank account had to start examining borrowers' credit records again. 2007 saw a big tightening of lending standards for consumers and businesses. Economist Rich Yammerone of Argus Research.
What we have now is a crisis of confidence that borrowers and lenders do not want to lend to each other because they don't know what they have on their balance sheets.
Yammerone says that's a potential problem because if companies can't borrow, business activity grinds to a halt. But Yammerone says the remarkable thing is that with all of these problems, the U.S. economy has still fared pretty well this year. The economy grew by a healthy 4.9% between July and October. The stock market has largely recovered, thanks in no small part to the Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates four times, and it will end the year in positive territory. Unemployment is still low, and Yammerone says even consumers are still spending.
The R word is that we should be thinking of here is not recession, it's resiliency. And everyone seems to forget about how strong and resilient the American consumer is.
Not all economists are so optimistic, and there is a pretty widespread consensus that a sharp slowdown has begun. Will that slowdown lead to a full-blown recession? Sam Stovall of Standard & Poor's has his own way of answering that question.
Actually, if you wanted to think of a good way of remembering the five things that are likely to affect the markets going into 2008, it's the old McDonald's song of E-I-E-I-O.
That's employment, inflation, earnings, interest rates, and oil. In other words, Stovall says, if corporate earnings fall, or if joblessness, interest rates, energy costs, or prices rise, the odds of a recession will increase. He still doesn't think a recession is likely. But if a recession is in the pipeline, one thing is clear. It will have its roots in the turmoil that hit the mortgage market this year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.